Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Greeting in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the Agape Word I Pray and Deliver Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. On this day, August 18th, 2021, we are blessed to be today in the land of the living, in our right mind. So we praise and thank God just for being here and for each person that called in. We'll bring the word. But if anyone would like to get prayer, you know, click one and I'll, pray with you or however the Lord lead me to do. But usually, like I say, I do bring the word of God because that's what he lead me to do. And he lead me to go back into the word to encourage his people, because the word of God, the logo, is your spiritual food to cause your spirit man to grow to completion or to mature or to be perfected. Perfected means completion. It does not mean that we're perfect, but we're not willfully sinning. And a lot of us, we have had prophecy over the years. We've had words that God has given us, dreams, visions. A lot of things have not come to pass in our life. And there could be many, many reasons as to why. And so one of the things he led me to do is go back to the word, because if we study the word of God, really, a lot of things we don't have to pray for, because the word of God tells us, if you do thus and so, I'll do so and so. And so it's really come down to being obedient to whatever the word of God has said to us. And a lot of time it could be generations, many things, but one thing that I like to do is examine myself against the word of God. You know, after a period of time, and I do know that God is a God of timing, season, his purpose, his will for your life. And a lot of times what God is doing, he's working a work in us because he desires to use us. And so what he does sometimes, some things is for a season, some things is not for a season, you know, and but some things, after a period of time, we should really check ourselves out with the word of God. A lot of time, you know, people say, well, you know, it's got something to do with the prophet, it's got something to do with this, that, and the other, of the devil, you know. But one thing that I like to do with my own life is check myself against the word of God, because the devil can hinder, but he can't stop me from getting anything. He cannot stand it. God has said something, and that's another thing you have to make sure. That's why it's good to read the state in the word and take time to read it. Don't try to read a whole chapter a day or whatever, you know. But get in that word and study the word and ask God to illuminate and open up, but also to apply the word to your life. Because we get prophecies, true, but it's the logo word that's going to call that spirit man to grow. And it's going to help you to walk out your prophecy that God has given unto you. And then it would also teach us how a lot of time to know when they go back in generational and maybe some disobedient relative, whatever it is, and began to pray against that and then they repent, rebuke, you know, and also to cause the curse that they have been placed on the family to be broken by us walking in righteousness. So I'm going to pray for us and then I'm going to go to the hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. I'm going to go to the word. Father, we just come before you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, I bless your people tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you to touch each and every person that come on here tonight, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to let your divine purpose and will be done. Help me to decrease that you may increase, and help me to pull out what you would have me to pull out. Use me for a vessel, because you know what we as your people need for the next level and the next growth. And Father, not only do I pray for this man, I pray for every ministry as a whole that you has called and truly called. And Lord God, and I ask, speak the blessing upon it in the name of Jesus. I speak growth. I speak, Lord God, even multiplication. Lord, whether it's finances, whether it's people, I pray the blood covering over your people's home, God, over their family, Father. If there's any sick, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Tonight on this line, God, that called in, I automatically now speak forth the healing virtue and come against every attack, every sickness, every disease, and I take authority over it in the precious name of Jesus, and I speak a manifestation of the healing power to take place in their life, because your word, God, said we already healed. So, Father, you sent us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, not to pray for healing, but, Lord, but accept it by faith and begin to take authority and command that, take the kingdom unto the people. And, Father, I thank and I praise you right now, because you said in your word that signs and wonders shall follow the believer. And as I always say about me, if I am what you call a believer, I'm looking for signs and wonder, not for me to be having a glory or anybody recognize me, but recognize, hallelujah, that you still heal, deliver, and set free. You still use the best that will yield to you as the best to bring forth deliverance in every area of people's life, Father God. Lord, not just to bless them and give them a word and make them feel good, and then they got sickness and stuff in their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against all of them because you want the whole man to be whole. We pray for our country as a whole, Father God. We pray for the White House and all the other places, God, and all the cities, the towns. Lord, for every people, we come against the murdering spirit in this, you know, in the world, in the United States, and in the world. We come against, God, the lustful spirit. We come against the hatred. We break the power of Satan's power right now in the name of Jesus. And God, and we're going to stand on your word tonight, Father, because you tell us, Father, in the word about the 2 Chronicles 7:14, and you promise us if we do this that you would heal the land. So Lord God, as I read that verse, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said, then will I hear from heaven and will heal and forgive them our sin and will heal the land. And Lord, we come before you tonight with that word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We stand, God, on that word tonight. God, we stand in agreement, God. We repent, whatever it is, God, that we done, said, act, or whatever it is. Father, we renounce it. We turn away from it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even for our own personal area and home, Lord God, as we do that, Lord God, I stand in agreement with each and every person tonight, God, that you will bring deliverance in that household right now. In the name of Jesus, wherever the enemy is trying to take his abode, we give him paper notice right now that he has to go, and he will go. And we seal the shut that he will not be able to get back in right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for people in the hospital, nursing home, Lord God, in the hospice. We pray for people who've lost a loved one, God. We just lift them up to you right now. And, God, Father, we bind up every sickness, every, you know, every disease, everything that's attacking people, and we release heaven best. You said in your word, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound on earth, is bound in heaven. Whatever loose on earth is loose in heaven. So, Father, we thank and we praise you tonight for your word. We thank and praise you for deliverance. We thank and praise you automatically. Hallelujah. And we believe in, because of the anointing I feel, that you're already moving right now in the spirit. And we thank you for manifestation in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even as you bring to my spirit now, I even pray for people that's standing in need of a financial miracle, standing in need of a home, God. We call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, to send the angels forth to begin to work right now to bring it to pass as a testimony to your kingdom in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even if you bring to my mind, Father, those guys who got any kind of lawsuit or any kind of inheritance that have been held up, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're calling it down right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. And Lord, even God, as you bring to my mind, it's been held up and held back. And the devil said, we're going to speak for a sevenfold increase in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, meet every need. Every need, God. Right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for just who you are. And we thank you and we praise you for your mercy. We thank you and praise you for your kindness, your love. We thank and praise you, God, for the good, the bad, the indifferent, because you said in your word, give you thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. And, Father, that's what we do tonight. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And, Father, you said in your word, whatever, well, I ask the Father in the name of your son, Jesus, you said it will be done. So, Lord God, it's a done deal. I accept it as a done deal right now in the name of Jesus. And you said when we pray, believe that we receive, we'll have it. And Lord God, you know me. When I pray, I know you've heard it, and I accept it by faith. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has given me some scripture to read off. He knows that, yes, we do know the scripture, but a lot of times the Lord likes to remind us what his words say, because he's a faithful God. And sometimes we know the word in our head, and when trouble comes or the devil gets cutting up, we forget about what the word of God say. But God is faithful. And he said when a word go out of his mouth, he will not return to him void. Now, he does not tell us all the time between A and Z just how long it's going to take. But that's where your faith come in at play. That's where your trust come in at play, and knowing that he's faithful to what, you know, what he says in his word. And he always working his will in our lives. But the time is here now that we're going to have to take that word that we say we know. And we have to fight the enemy with the whole arm of God, with the word of God, to hold on to whatever he say. And the reason some things in some of our lives have not come to pass, because as soon as the enemy comes, as soon as sometimes people come talking negative, we say, well, I don't know, well, you know, maybe sometime. Never say that, because God is faithful. And what you have to learn how to do is fight the good fight of faith. You have to learn how to shed out everything that is coming against the promise for your life. Even though you may look at people in your life, you may look at other things that God done promised you he's going to do, and it looks like it's not going to come to pass, you have to tell the devil it's a lie, because God does not lie. He does not lie. He don't tell us how he's going to work it out. But like I said, that's where your faith come in at. Your faith has to grow. Your faith has to go through the fire. Your faith has to be tested. It has to be. No one that's come out and you're going to believe God for the great big thing. No, that doesn't happen like that. We're going to be tried by the enemy. Some people want the enemy to go down, sit down and go to sleep. He's not going to do it. But that's why we got power over all the power of the enemy. And we need to start walking in it and throwing the word of God. Throwing the word of God out to the enemy, what the Lord say. And even sometimes, like I said, you have to throw it out to some people. I know in my walk with the Lord, there's a lot of naysays or whatever, and they want to give you an excuse as to why God didn't do it, or they'll say that, you know what, sometimes people, this is what I tell people. Nobody dictate my blessing but God. I don't care who say I can't have. It's not going to weigh nothing with me, because God, if God promised me, then it's going to happen. Now, I mean, I can always tell you when, but I'm going to hold fast to that promise. I'm not going to let anyone steal my peace. If he has given me peace over a situation, even though it looked like he's not working it out, he's telling you, I got it. Hold on. Because sometimes God has to get other people together before they may be a part in that connection you need. And they're not going to always tell God, yes, when he tells them to do something. And sometimes you have to deal with it. But your trust is in God, not in people. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how bad the situation is or whatever. And you are a true believer of Christ. He has to answer the prayer. He has to bring it to pass, because his name is out there. His name is out there. And for his name's sake, he will do that. He will do that, and then when time and trouble come, then you'll be able to live. But the first scripture I'm going to read tonight is coming out of James, the first chapter, 19 to 24 verse. And he's given me several scriptures, so you know, I'm going to read them out to encourage, to bring them back to your remembrance, so you can begin to just meditate on the word of God, and a lot of times just sit and just meditate on the word of God, what he say, you know, and keep it before you. Let me just say this. The scripture tells us, look not at the thing we see, because that's temporary. Stop paying attention to what's in the natural you see, but pay attention to what the word of God say. And this is why I say a lot of time with me, people, I'm not talking about the world people, it's you, the Christian. They always want to tell me why God can't do it. Yeah, but listen, you know, the devil's stupid. I don't have time to worship the devil. Jesus said, it's what you lift me up, I do wrong. We have to make a decision. This is about your life. And I'm not talking about just the breath life. It's talking about the Zoe life that he was talking about in St. John 10:10. He said, abundant life, that's an era of your life that we're supposed to be walking in. But the Lord is telling me a lot of times, if we do what that word say, if we do what it say, he has to answer the word. He has to. And a lot of times, a lot of things I found out, I don't really have to pray about a lot of things. All I can do is obey what he say in the word. He do it. I'm not saying sometimes we don't have to get what I do a lot of time. I do a lot of spiritual warfare prayer. If God has promised me something, which a lot of time you can't find a lot of Christians that do spiritual warfare. But I would seek out the Lord, you know, somebody I should know how to take authority and, you know, principality and power and break the power of the enemy, you know, and because I don't believe in just keep on asking God for the same thing. I really don't. Now, I can't say what somebody else do, because I know he heard me the first time. He heard me the first time. But I also know he's just not moving just because I want him to move. But you got to work that word. You got to work that word. Work that word. Yes, you're going to make, especially Christian, you're going to make them sick, especially if they're not believers, because you're talking about what the word said, the word said, the word said. But you got to keep yourself built up. Until you believe the word, until your inner man grows so big that your flesh is not in play anymore. Your flesh is not looking at nothing going on. It's only looking at the word. But the Bible say, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. See, those could be hinders. A lot of times people get offended about the word. They get offended by people's, sometimes God will use preachers and prophets and different things to correct people and prove. But that's because he loved them. He loved them because he see them going in the wrong direction or saying the wrong thing. And he want to put them back on the path so that they can get what he got for them. So you should love the one who can correct you. You don't want to go all the way, wait all these years, and you're looking for God to bless you, looking for God, all these promises. And he 10, 15 years don't pass, you still don't have them and don't know why. Because maybe he had somebody to pull you back on the line and then you got angry and upset. But the Bible says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. And all this stuff is problem and trouble. And receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Going back, it's the logo, it's the word of God. It's the word of God. Yes, we get prophecy and all of that. You know, because whenever the Lord leads me, I give prophecy. I receive prophecy. But it's the word of God that helped me to walk through and hold fast to that word. Because if he said it in here, he said not one jot, not one tittle, his word going to fall to the ground. He said his word is forever settled in heaven. He says that. It's the written logo and all of the scripture. Is given by the inspiration of God, his breath. So he has to answer that. That's why you have to have this and the revelation of it. I'm not talking about your own interpretation, because you know you got a lot of that out there. It's what I think. But you have to tell people, it's not what you think, but what the word says. What does it say? What does it say? So you're fighting against the enemy. He's using people fighting against the enemy. But this is what the word says. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. A lot of times in my ministry, talking to people, they know that Bible almost from Genesis to Revelation. But when trouble comes, the words don't come out. They'll come out when they're telling somebody this, but the Bible say, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. And it's the word of God, which is the soul of the spirit, is going to chat out everything that's not like God. So, whenever we people are here just hearing the word and does not believe it by faith and apply it to their lives, their spirit will not grow. It will not be productive on the spiritual things. This is why you see a lot of Christians that they know the word, they go to church, but the spirit man, they got to question everything God say and do. They got to say why it came. But when you spiritually mature, and you're not a baby on milk, You know that you know that you know that God is going to do what he say he's going to do because you have fed your spirit man with the word. And one thing that I do and learn to do, I don't dissect God's word. I don't question God's word. Whatever he say, I accept it. It is his word. That's what I do to keep my head from working in it again. Keep my head from going in. That's what you have to do. So you have to, when the life of Christ come in you, you have to keep it alive. Prayer's not going to do it. You have to pray, but I'm saying it's the word of God. You have to feed it. Just like you feed your natural body and you care about what you put in your natural body, you better be careful about what you put in your spirit. This is why you can't let in everybody speak, pray, prophesy, teach, whatever it is. When the spirit in you grow and somebody's preaching, and if it comes from their flesh or not come from God, your inner man, your spirit man, what I always say, your belly, will let you know that is what you don't have any business eating. You don't have any business eating, and the Holy Ghost in you is trying to tell you that is not the food that I want to eat of the spiritual food. You have to be very, very, very careful because a lot of people out there now, they're giving their personal opinion, what I think and what I this, and, you know, a lot of times you got a lot of carnal-minded Christians too. Okay, when they're carnal-minded, they cannot get spiritual truth because the flesh cannot receive the things of the spirit. There has to be spiritual discernment. So when you end your word and set in your word, and you really listen to someone, I'll say got the real spirit of God in them, that word would open up to you so you'll know. Because you're growing. Now you're seeing things different. Now you're growing to the point in the Lord, and you're seeing now, you see even the sky different. You see everything different. You see trouble different. You don't see it no more. Yes, it's trouble. But why should you worry about trouble when you got spiritual eyesight? Because you know now. Because of the revelation of the word, that your God going to protect you. Your angels is there to protect you. It gives you a different perspective of the word. It gives you a different perspective of life. Even when somebody coming against you and you grow spiritually, you see that as an elevation instead of as a downspout. Yes, the enemy hopes that he can bring you down. But the Lord say, what the enemy meant for good, I meant it for your harm. I'm going to use it to promote you in the kingdom when you look at it in the right way. Because he uses tests and trials, and even when people come against you, he uses that because he said, those that suffer with me, he took my persecution. It's going to range me through. Jesus said he learned obedience by suffering, by when he went through the persecution. He learned. That's what he learned. We got to start really going back to the word, whatever the word say, except what he say. We want to be victorious. We want to have a family delivered and saved. We got to go back to the word. When you obey God, really obey, I'm trying to get in his will. I'm not trying to just going to church and, you know, and doing all the ritual thing, but obey whatever he puts you on earth to do. And you doing what he say do, according to scripture. He has to not only bless you, but he has to save your whole household, whether you pray for him or whether you talk to him or not. Because he would have to draw them in, going back to the word of God, going back to it. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith. Let me tell you that faith is not a head ascension thing, believe it your head. It's a heart thing. You got to know that you know, just like you know your name in your heart, that whatever God say, it is so. It is so. So when things look like they're going in the opposite direction, you don't let that phase you because you know it's not in your head, it's in your heart. But he said this, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. It is impossible. I don't believe what he's saying, and I'm questioning what he's saying, or he got to tell me 50, 11 dozen times what he done said, then I am not trusting him. I don't believe that he's going to do it because he didn't do it in my timing. I have not accepted that he's able to do it. And if there's a hard-hearted person or something that he may want to use or bless you, and if you got faith and trust in God, you don't care how hard that person's heart is because you know that ain't nobody's heart that he can't change. But if you don't have faith in God, Well, see, but you don't know them. I've been knowing them a long time. They ain't never did it right. They ain't never did what you do not have faith in the God that you say you serve. But the Bible says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that trust him, that have faith in him. He is a rewarder. You have to believe that even though you don't see it, because he said it. You know, we have believed and trust people. We know they're going to let us down a whole lot of time. But yet and still, if they tell us something, well, I know they have done it. Why not the Creator? They created everything about us. And when he don't let something happen, he got a better, he got something better to come. If you go somewhere and you want him to open this door or whatever, but that ain't the door he wants you to go in. The first thing we start to think, well, but I want to go in. I pray for the going door. But you never ask him if that's the door you're supposed to go in. And sometimes when we go ahead of God, he will have him slam the door. But the faith in God, if he closed that door, I know my God got another door. So you build yourself up in the Word of God. 1 Peter 5 and 6 say, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God. I'm going to read that again. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God. Not people, not leaders, whoever it is, under the hand of God. And he said that he may exalt you in due time. He may exalt you in due time. And what that is, a lot of time, I'm going to just use me. A lot of time, you know, I know the enemy have people thinking they're holding me back. But if I stay humble at the right time, God's going to exalt me because that's what his words say. So I tell people, you can't hold me back. You can't stop me from whatever plan that God got for my life. You can't stop it. You might try to hinder, but that's what you put there for, to make me fight the good fight of faith. Make me hold tight to his word. Because even in natural life, we all know when anyone trying to climb a ladder and trying to go high, it always people that try to, you know, keep you down. That's life. That is to be expected. But that should give you determination. If it's something I want, and especially in God, no devil in hell is going to stop me from getting it. No matter what I got to go through. Because a lot of time in life, when people's in the world, they knew they didn't let nothing, nobody stop them, even if they put they want, even if it was wrong. But why in the kingdom of God? The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Instead of you worrying about this and worrying about that, instead of you worrying about what people doing, what people saying, why people trying to stop me, Lord, this is your problem. I'm going to throw it on you. You take care of it. I don't have time to sit and worry. If I have time to sit and worry about that, I can't study your word. And I'm definitely not going to waste all of my time praying about them. They're not going to be the first thing on my heart, because you're going to take care of them when you get ready, because you made me a promise that you're going to bless me, you're going to use me, you're going to anoint me, you're going to bless me with whatever. So that was the word you gave. Now you're going to send two or three prophets to tell me. You might not tell me when you're going to do it. You might not tell me what I got to go through, but you made a promise. And you are the only one in existence that never lie. So why can't I believe what you say? One thing we messed up with, we think we know God's process. He wants us to trust the process. I don't care what come your way, what come my way. It could not have come if he didn't lie. If he allowed it, it's going to work to your good. Because scriptures say all things work together for good of those that love him and call according to his purpose. This is why God is telling me to tell people, stay with the word. Stay with the word. When something comes, don't say, well, why did that come? They shouldn't have did that to me, and that out of this, I never, you know, all this stuff. He said, all things going to work together for good. Scripture tell us, also, give him thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. Give him thanks for all things. Well, you have what I call name brand preachers, but you're not supposed to thank God for the bad thing. Scriptures say, give him thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. Give him thanks for all things. That means good, bad, or indifferent. That's what the words say. It's not my interpretation. It's not my opinion, but that's what his words say. And he said, casting all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That means throw them on him. And one thing I had to learn and still do, when, especially before I grew a little bit, and things want to worry me, or the devil want to worry me, or people want to worry me, I said, Lord, it ain't my business. It's yours. You take care of it. I'm your child. You take care of it. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to learn you. I don't have time to try to fight with people. I don't have time to try to explain with people. I know that people, a lot of people don't understand you. They don't understand me. They came against you, so they're going to come against me. So you deal with them, Lord. I appreciate that. You deal with them. So you have to learn how to throw things off of him like he said. If you worried about something, you over concerned about something, you have not obeyed Scripture. You have not obeyed Scripture. If you are not thanking him for every situation and thanking for just what I got through saying a few minutes ago, you are not obeying Scripture. So if you're not obeying Scripture, that's going to hinder your blessing. That's going to hinder your word. So this is why you got to make it a lifestyle. I'm not going to say make it a habit. Make it a lifestyle. I'm going to say what the words say. I'm going to believe what the words say. I'm not going to receive anything else other than what the words say. Because the Scripture tells us, this is why you have to crucify the flesh. Your flesh, the way you're thinking, you know, your own passion, your flesh passion, how you're thinking, all this stuff. You know, study those different words and look up, you know, even in Romans the 8th chapter, and talking about the carnal mind and flesh and all that stuff. Look all that stuff up and knowing that whenever God said, well, okay, I want to bless you, I'm going to just let somebody give you $1,000 or whatever. But let me try to call them to see if they can hurt you. No, stay out of it. Stay out of it. He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to call them. Pay very close attention when you're reading the word, when somebody prophesying to you, and ask God to give you understanding of what he's saying. Because a lot of time, when you're growing in faith, you haven't grown, so you get squeezed, and the devil have you step before God, because God is taking too long to work it out. Every delay is not denial. I used that terminology a lot when I was going really good. I'm going through now, but I learned how to handle. But when I was going through and trying to learn the Lord, I had a lot of Christians tell me, well, I thought you said the Lord said this. I thought you said, I said, every delay is not denial. Every delay is not denial. That's what I would tell them. I wouldn't try to explain to them, because I knew when they said that, I knew it was calm-minded. Although they went to church. Said they read the Bible, they said they preach. You have to know the spirit that's operating through a person. If they operate something and saying some concern, I mean, they're different from Scripture, you know that's the wrong spirit. You know it's the wrong spirit. Sometimes you don't have to say anything to them, but the Bible says, know them that labor among you. The Bible tells us to know the enemy. Anytime anybody, whatever they're saying, and coming something contrary to what God done told you, or he told you what he gonna do, or whatever it is, you got to reject that in your spirit. Another thing you do, sometimes what you need to do is go back in your prayer time, you're praying, and tell God, I take authority over everything that you didn't say, every negative prayer, every psychic prayer, every fleshly prayer. I take authority over it. I tear it down in the spirit realm. It will not come up in my life. I bind it up. I command it not to operate, and I release your word and what you promised me. You know whether you spoke through people. You know even whether when you were speaking to me that I got it right. But even if you spoke it to me and I got it wrong, I tear that down too. Every dream that can come from you, you got to learn how to take control of your spiritual life. You got to learn a lot of time about these things and basically hook up sometimes with people that know about them so that you can walk in all God's got. I'm not talking about just the blessing. I'm not even talking about just ministry. But you want to walk in whatever God has purposed for your life and have some anointing, because it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. And that means you got to empty yourself of everything that God says standing in his way. And a lot of it, I've had people say, well, you know, I like to do this. I like to pray for people. I like to do it. It's not about what you lack. You are his vessel. He used you for what he wants to. You just be yielded. And a person, I'm being honest with you, when you yield yourself to the Lord, you're not as smart as you used to be. You have sometimes we used to think we're smarter. Lord, look here, I'm empty. I don't know nothing, but I need you. And I'm telling you, the Lord will just overrun you with blessings and favor. You don't have to pray for favor. He just let it happen. You can sit and just think about something. Because you are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And here it comes. Many times that have happened to many people come. I just told the Lord, because I'm not, even if I'm hungry, I'm not going to say anything. I talked to God about that. And if God sent somebody to me the next day, but the Lord told me to go by and bring you a fish box or something. Well, I know you had to, because I didn't say it. So he's showing me. Yes, he heard about the big thing I prayed for. It ain't time for that. It's not time for that. But he moved on what it is. But see, but you got to get to that point. Lord, I'm going to believe your word. I don't believe lies so long. I don't been waiting on things so long. And I'm putting it on the devil and other people. But you know what, thing? I always tell people this. This is what I know. Everybody, wherever you are in life, it was based on your choice. You had a choice not to yield to the devil. You had a choice not to even look at things the way you did. You had a choice to move on and persevere. Or you had a choice just to do whatever. But it was your choice, because if most people will not obey God, they're not going to tell me that they obey people. They will use that excuse. I am where I am in life because of other people. They hinder me. Nobody can hinder you if you really want to move. But if you're a person that you still hung up with people, you still, you know, whether people let people dictate to you, or you want to approve of people, or whatever it is, then you may stay down there. You can't allow that to happen. You will miss the best that God got for you. And I guarantee you, the one that's on this line, God got such greatness in you and such gift in you. But it buried between a lot of, I'm going to say mess, of what you can't do, what people won't let you do. You got to throw all of that out. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. No devil in hell can't stop me from what God wants me to do. He can try to hinder me, but he can't stop me. Because God said, I seek and thirst and hunger after right. He said, I shall be filled. God's word is true. We got to accept what the word of God say. Psalm 34, 10 and then 15. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay, this is not a physical taste with your tongue. You got a sense, a five sense, spiritual sense. And you all may have experienced this, felt this at time. It tastes like you know you haven't eaten anything sweet, but tastes like you can taste it on your tongue. Okay, there are times with the nose, smell like you can smell rose, because you can smell demons also. You can smell demons also. So there are spiritual sense. You cannot understand this thing of God with your five sense, and not even with the common sense, the Christians say, because he tells us those things can never understand the things of the Spirit. And this is why a lot of times when I hear people say, you know, with me, you know, what I think, what I feel, no, you're wrong. Because the Bible tells you to the natural man, unregenerated man, in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, I think the 14th verse, it's called the natural man. What that means is an unregenerated man, a person that's unchanged, a person that's not really saved. When God tells them to do something weird and crazy or give up something, that's what we would call it, that person would say, but this don't make sense. I don't know why. Or when the Lord allow a person to just test you and try you, just to aggravate you, stupid. A carnal-minded Christian, but that just don't make sense. I don't see it because it's wrong. They ought to know better. They ought to this. They ought to that. But a spiritual-minded person, no, he said, if you live godly, you're going to suffer persecution. That's the word. You're going to suffer persecution. People are going to hate you because of Christ. If they're not hating you because of Christ, you better check your life out with the Bible. Because you may be religious, and that's not what it's talking about. I'm talking about really, truly is of Christ. And what you're doing, you're stepping on the devil's head because you tell him sin is sin, wrong is wrong. The way you're thinking, you're not going to get what God got for you. You're not going to grow. Now, if you tell them, well, you know, it's all right, God understands. Oh, they're going to love you, but they end up, if they, you know, if they get in a ditch or go to hell, God's going to hold you accountable. He's going to hold you accountable. But it say, go back to read that old taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted. Trusted means to rely, to depend, to have hope in, confide in, and make him your refuge, take refuge in him. What is another terminology? Okay, that's basically what I got there for the definition of trust. There's many more, but the Bible says that when we trust in him, man is blessed. They are happy, they're contented. You take a person who's, I can tell a person who's really trusting in God, they got all kind of H going on, all kind of stuff. People digging at them everywhere, and they don't even seem to be moved by it. That person is trusting in God. They're not sitting question. They're not sitting question. If they do anything, they must give you a testimony to let you know. God will test and try you when you're going through this. Because you got a lot of Christians, they don't believe that God will let you go through nothing bad. They really don't. Because this is why a lot of time I minister to people, and they'll tell me, I'm talking about sometimes people been in the Lord church for a long time. They preach, they prophesy, they do all that. But it just doesn't make sense. I don't understand it. Excuse me. I don't understand it. You know, all this. I'm saying, but don't you read your Bible. I don't like what people do, but I know that when it's happening, the devil don't help me. If nobody's bothering me, the devil got me back. He got me back. Excuse me. He said, fear the Lord. Fear me to reverence him and respect him, okay? Ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. I'm going to go back and I'm going to say that again. When you reverence the Lord and respect him, I'm not talking about just him, even through people that he has called, that he has called out to respect the God in them, the Bible tells you, it's not that you, so much people respect them. No, you're respecting the God that's in them. Because I know Christians that will argue back with a man or woman of God about what they say. They tell them they don't understand, you don't get it. And that is not having respect for God. Not his vessel. Not at all. But he said, those that do, the Lord, he says, when he's saints, there is no want. There's no nothing deficiency. There's no defect. There's not the absence of that which is necessary, need, and poverty. State of being. Now, we know that when God is, you know, maturing a person and calling a person to grow up, there is time he'll take you through the wilderness, and he won't allow you to have a lot of things because he's trying to teach you how to stand on the word, how to depend on him. You know, going back to when the people was coming through, the Israelite was coming through the wilderness, you know, and he told them he had a land flowing with milk and honey. So what he did was taking everything from them, he supplied them what he wanted to while they was going through. You know, he gave them, you know, the manna from heaven. So this symbolic, the things that a lot of us do is not as a group like they did, but we are going through. So when you're going through that period of time and he's trying to teach you how to stand the word, he may not let you have what you had in the world, okay? It's not because he's denying you, but he's trying to teach you to depend upon him and depend upon his word. And trust what he say. Because those people going back, they got so upset with him because of the manna. They didn't have to work for it. They can complain about it. They kept on after him. Because they wanted fish and leek, all the stuff that they had when they was in Egypt. Now, they would rather go through ancient hard water just to eat what they want to eat, to have what they want to have. And see, but they wasn't growing because here you complain about everything. But you'd rather have the stuff. And the same thing sometimes with us. We would rather have the stuff and lay back and luxury and all this stuff and being aggravated rather than going through that period of time. And I'm not saying it's easy because it's not. Because you've been used to doing one thing all the time and getting what you want. So God is breaking your habit. But he'll do that. So you learn how to trust the word. This is why I don't understand a lot of times when people are praying for people, they don't discern where that person may be in their walk with the Lord. And God may be having them in the wilderness. And then what they're doing is God is not allowing them to have the best. And so they'll pray or they'll give it to them or whatever, and they'll mess up what God is doing in their life. But also, let me tell you, that's what the Lord brings to me, because there's two different kinds of tests. That particular test is a test of faith, but also a test of disobedience, and they're both similar. And this is why you have to be in the Word to know which one you're going through, because they both of them are similar. Sometimes God may have told you to give somebody something. Sometimes God may have told you, I want you to go in the street and preach. Sometimes God may have told you, I want you to go and start a Bible study. Sometimes God may have told you, I want you to go and sing. But I don't feel like doing none of that stuff. I'm just going to sit and wait. That's disobedience. So what is that going to do? He's going to take you through something. And first of all, when you're going through, you're not going to have everything you want because you won't listen. We have to learn through by the Word. You know, it's not good to tell people. I don't know, for people to tell God, well, I don't feel like doing that. I'm not called to do that. Don't he know when we came in our mother's womb, what he put in us, what he's equipping us to do? The fear of God in me, even when I was a sinner, I wasn't that stupid. And in Christ, I'm going to tell him what I'm not going to do. I'm telling him what I don't want to do, what I'm not called to do. Because actually, like I tell people, if you study the word and you study the different calling, you study even in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, 11th, 12th verse, and go back to some of the rest of them, and even in the Old Testament, you can study the word and know what your calling is. Now, you may not always think you're equipped. And you're not. I'm not, but he equips us. That's why we're going through, to equip us. But the Bible says this on that same scripture, the 15th verse says, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek me to make pursuit, attempt to find a direction, the Lord shall not want any good thing. This is what the Word of God says. This is why I tell you, believe what the Word of God says. The young lion do lack. That's some animals out there. You know how them mother animals take care of their babies. But still, they're beginning some scripture. There's time that they cannot provide for them. But he say, but if you seek him, make pursuit after him, and like scripture tells us in Matthew 6:33, about seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't seek God for stuff and things, even though you need it. Seek him. Seek his face. I want to know you. I need to know you. And watch and see what he do. There will be no, he said, the Lord shall not have before we want any good thing. Some things we want. Let me be real with you with that. We think it's good for us. But the wise God knows whether he's going to bring destruction in our life. So trust his wisdom. Trust his wisdom. That's what you have to have. Sometimes, something he won't let come because you don't really need it at that time. You don't really need it. And sometimes, you can have people around you that you just give. And God will want to bless you. But he said, I can't bless you because you don't give it to the wrong people. He's not denying you. He's protecting you. A lot of times, it seems like the Lord may be trying to deny us, but get in the Word and learn him. Sometimes he's protecting us. Even sometimes when he won't let us do something, won't let us go nowhere. Maybe don't let him minister, or whatever it is. Or maybe don't even let nobody ask you to minister. He is protecting because if he's leading and guiding your life, if he's doing that, he's protecting you. When the right time comes, he knows when to send you forth. He knows when to give you a job. He knows when to let you get married. He knows all of this stuff. When you leave everything in his hand. But the Bible said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Now, we know he reigns on the just as well as unjust. But let me tell you one thing. When you live according to his righteousness, his standard, his eyes are always on you. His ears are also open to your cry. What does that mean? If I intentionally, I'm not talking about this stuff you don't know yet, intentionally walk in unrighteousness, what he says unrighteousness, then guess what? His ears are shut up to my prayers. His ears are shut up to my prayer. This is why I say you got to get in the Word. You got to know what the Word is saying. You got to know what. Just a little simple thing, intentionally know what's wrong and do it, could cause your prayers to be hindered. And he's talking about believers. He's not talking about sinners out there in the world. Psalm 84:11-12 say, For the Lord God is a shield, sun and shield. Or he's a protector. That's what the base it is. The Lord will give grace, his unmerited favor. You don't have to pray and ask for favor. There's certain things that the Bible tells you to do, and he will almost give you favor. And I tell people a lot of times when people ask me, will you pray that I will have favor when I go around here to the bank or go down there and put your No. Because if you show, another scripture says, if you show mercy and truth and have good understanding, he said he'd give you favor with God and with man. See, going back to the Bible, you see what he's saying? Going back to the Word. And he automatically can go, because why? Now you walk in righteousness. Now I've been anointing on you, so when you walk in a place, the presence of God that resides upon your body will cause people to do things for you that they might not do for another person because of the presence of God. So you see why he's telling us he wants us to begin just to get in his presence, seek his face, you know, seek his presence. Want him, Lord, I need you, I want you. And a lot of times if you do that, keep unrighteous, keep sin, keep wrong thinking, all this stuff out of your life, disobedient thing, mistreating people. And you can walk in place. You can walk into a new car dealer. It's the time he tell you, just walk in there. And because of the anointing on your life, because them people have to give you a car. Do you know who we serve? Do you know what kind of power we're supposed to walk in? You got to know who you are in Christ and know who he is and walk in that. Or if it's a job he wants you to have, whatever it is, because of the anointing, it destroys the yoke. When you walk in according to his standard, he has to anoint that life. But he said, the Lord will give grace, like I said, unmerited favor, and glory, which is honor. You can't give honor to yourself or other people. God has to give it to you through other people. A lot of people, you know, to get us sick, or people don't honor us and don't look up to us. God the one give glory and honor, not people. He would allow when the right time come, the right person to see it and give it. He said, no good thing, here's go again, no good thing will he withhold, that means keep, hold back, restrain, or not grant from them that walk, that word means live. Now, I'm talking about your breath life. You know, it's your lifestyle, the righteous lifestyle, what he called righteous. Okay? He said upright. Upright means a person integrity, without blemish. They got truth in their life, their virtue, and God's way. When you live like that, see, you're not going to live it on your own. It's by faith in the Holy Ghost in you. Because the real Holy Ghost will cause you that even when people mistreat you wrong or whatever it is, it don't even bother you. It don't even faze you. You know, it don't even faze you at all. But he says it again. I'm going to read that again. Psalm 84:11-12. For the Lord God is a shield, sun and shield. He's a protector. You don't have to worry about people in this day because can't nobody bother you unless God do it. And guess what? They can't destroy you if he ain't want them to. The Bible said the devil comes like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But see, most of us Christians, when somebody gets to, and because we're not growing what we're supposed to be, and a lot of times this happens to a lot of Christians that I know that have been in church a long time. Then they get upset and get mad. But look here. The devil is going to roll. But he ain't got no power against you because the Bible said greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Scripture says when you whip him, you're more than the whole world against him. Stick to the word. Stick to the word. Get to a place that when the devil is saying all this stupid stuff, threw somebody however, but don't let him talk in your ear. Now, you know, you shut that off. But I'm saying, if you know, you got these people that love it, you know, just look at them and give them that smile and don't even say nothing else to them. Let them go about their business.
Don't even pay no attention. Do not let the devil steal your peace. A lot of us let the devil steal our peace. But they said this, they said that, they said, I don't be watching everything people do or say. I don't have time because my mind is not on Jesus if I do that. My mind is not on, I'm letting the enemy steal my peace. Say what you want to say, but your word, I'm going to pray against them when I get my prayer time anyway, so they're not coming up in my life. If they contrary what the word of God say, I expect you to do that because why? That's why he allowed the devil to be in the world, to do what he's doing. I don't know why a Christian wants the devil to go somewhere and sit down on his, in a chair, cross his leg, I guess smoke a cigarette or whatever. He's not doing it. He always can find workers. He can find more work to work for him than God can find Christians. They got to pray about it. They got to think about it. They got to go ask somebody else about it. They got to get 10, 50 different confirmations. One of his evil one, the devil, when God gets devil permission, he has to get permission from God. Then he go to one of his evil one, say, go and bother such and such a person. Go and aggravate them. They do not take no time to question the devil. They go right here and start aggravating you. We need to be just that quick about obeying God. Back during the days when Abraham and all of them, they didn't have the books and texts and the Bible and all the stuff that we have today. But when they heard God speak, whether through somebody else or through them or through somebody, the matriarch or whatever it is, they did not question God. Immediately they began to obey God. And you wonder why they walked in power and blessings of God, because they obeyed God. Some of the people back in the 17, 18, 1900 books I read, you wonder why they walked in the supernatural. You wonder why God blessed them even though they had less than what we had. Them people really living in poverty. And they had all kinds of diseases that they don't name now, worse than the disease they had. But could no disease stand before them, the one that walked with God? When they prayed or went, the disease went too when they left. So what is the problem? Because why? They believed the word. They weren't looking for him for the luxury and all this stuff, They believed him. They was about their father's business, just like it was with Jesus. That's what they were about. But he said he would hold no good thing from those that walk aright. And they said, the next verse to that said, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. If you're not happy, I'm talking about not temporarily happy because you got the right thing and everything, but I'm talking about have that joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. While you going through your testing and trial, guess what? You're actually not trusting God. I see that a lot of time with people talking to me, people sometimes they love to quote the Bible and love to quote about, they're up in heaven and flying on chandeliers and all that. But time, something happens, some trouble happens, or some people come against them, whatever it is. None of the words coming out of their mouth. They're upset. They don't feel good. They're bad. Now, like I said, I can understand people just coming in the Lord, and they're trying to learn to trust God. But some of these folks, they've been in God a long time and don't know because they didn't grow. Psalm 37 and 4, delight themselves. But delight means to please. Also in the Lord. What do that mean? Please him. Even when someone is raising H with you, and you pleasing God by not interacting with them, not getting upset with them, not complaining with them. You thanking, you praising God. Then he said, and he shall give thee, this is what the scripture said, he shall give thee the desires. Desires is your request, a petition, of thine heart. Because going back to what I was saying before, when we do what the word say do, then we won't be in as much need and want that we are in. And especially some of us that have been in the Lord for a while. Especially some of them. We in what God said, sometime or another, we didn't obey the scripture. And just because we're being nice and all this stuff and what's going on, all this stuff, that's not what's going to get it. God may have said, I want you to study the word. Or God may have said, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I don't want you to do it. Or we may have a little fence got in our heart. Okay? Those things will hold up. the blessing of God. Yeah, it was wrong, but you remember the time when you didn't know Christ and you was not there. You also did wrong, and did you know you knew what you were doing wasn't right. I didn't. So there are going to be other people that do the same thing. And I was trying to tell somebody, I think, but the day last night or whatever, because they were talking about, how people treat them and how people do this and do that and other. So I had to tell them, do you remember when I was trying to talk to you? You didn't believe nothing I said either. You said you had to pray about it. But now the shoe is on the other foot. And you don't want these people to reject you. You want them to receive everything you said. When the Bible said, test the Spirit. I said, with everything that I told you. And I said, I had more time in the Lord than what she had anyway. You didn't believe nothing I said. You said you didn't believe that. You didn't know that. You got to ask the Lord about it. If you got the real Holy Ghost, it would tell you in your inner man it comes from God. Because it was trying to get you to walk a place in righteousness. That's what it was doing. If it didn't come from God, it was trying to tell you, it's all right to act ugly, it's all right to do this, do that, and do the other. You didn't know God. And so now you want other people to receive everything you say when you have to question everything somebody else says, especially if whatever they're saying is correcting you. That's not God. For he will correct you. He will correct you. So that's not God. But the Bible says, commit means to give and trust, to put into the hands of power of another. That's what we're talking about, God. The way means the path, the road you took, travel, pathway to one's life, unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring or produce to pass. If you commit everything to the Lord, this is what I tell people that I've learned to do. I basically don't do anything unless I seek the Lord. If he don't give me no peace about it, I sit and wait. Because he said, knowledge, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, in all of your ways, not some other. And knowledge may not direct your path. So people, they call me stubborn and what's coming, but nowadays you're supposed to do like the people say. People are not my God. I'm still supposed to acknowledge him and trust him. But he said no. I don't care whoever say yes. I'm meant to obey God. I want him to bless me. I got one other scripture on Psalm 55:22 say, cast me to the throat. Thy burden. Burden means your cares, your words. That's what grieves you. That's what worries you. Oppress you upon the Lord. And he leave him there. Don't give him to him, and the next minute you get up, you're talking about him again. Talking about it again. Okay? He said, upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He means he shall uphold thee, support as a foundation, keep from falling. He shall never suffer. The word suffer him means to allow. That's why you have to study scripture and know and look them up, because sometimes when you see that word suffer, it is to my physical suffering or persecution or whatever it is. But sometimes when they talk about what he won't do, it's talking about he won't allow or permit the righteous to be moved. You live righteous, his right standard. Do what he said do. He's letting you know when you trust him, you cast your burden on him, he will not allow anyone or anything move you. So why simply worry about that? Why? Someone called me last night. They said somebody was a storm coming to North Carolina or whatever it was. And somebody saw it on the news and they worried about the one voice coming. I'm not worried about no storm. My mind don't sit up here and worry about stuff like that. Now, yes, I don't want right now to God move me, put the rain in him, but to sit up and watch the news and all the bad stuff. And somebody else had texted me something about coronavirus, that whatever the thing is that. All this stuff. If I focus on all of that, my peace is gone. God's going to take care of everything. If he want me to do something, he will tell me to do it. I told him, I said, I don't have time. I said, God stopped me from really watching a lot of news and stuff. And the TV, my TV's unplugged and boxed up. Been like that for 3 years. He don't allow me to watch all that garbage. But the enemy still got people or text me you know, text me and tell me, you know, this going on in the world and this going on with this thing and this going on still about the election. I'm not interested in that stuff. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody can change anything in anybody but God. So my job is, like I told him, is when he tells me to pray, I'm praying for all people in authority. And if you don't show me a particular person, I'm not going to do it because you said so. So you have to learn how you're not being mean, but a lot of people and a lot of stuff, they keep you upset on what's going on in the world. When the Bible told you to get on your knees and pray and do intercession, you can take authority over everything that goes on. Everything. Somebody texted me the other day, somebody what Biden or somebody doing, and shooting. I said, the Bible tells you, if you're intercessory, you can stop everything the devil's doing if you come together and pray and take authority over these things. Where they want me to travel now, what's going on? That's them. But if God wants somebody to go somewhere, you going if he done told you. How? That's his business. He the one makes the promise. And then if you had to pray, I'm talking to saints, and did like 2 Chronicles 7:14 say, that stuff couldn't happen. But we wasn't praying. And what I actually don't see in a moment, we'll go ahead and get ready to close, they don't really even see. The thing about the mark of the beast and chip and stuff, they don't even see all that stuff and pray. After a while, because everything that they say do, people are doing it. So when they tell you you can't buy and sell because they want to buy and sell, guess what they're going to do? They're going to take them out. So they don't trust in God. God is trying to build us up now. So if you trust me and whatever I tell you, listen to me, whatever I tell you, he's saying, I will lead and guide you and tell you what to do. I will protect you. Because the 91st Psalm tells us that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, he tells us when we do that, he's going to protect us. So what God is showing me, a lot of his people, when the Bible tells me the last day going to be a falling away, God is showing me a lot of his people, they deviate from the word. And that word, when they're doing that, you got backsliding, that's completely going out. But apostasy means they deviate from the truth. They don't even realize it because nobody's telling them, teaching them. Because he tells in the word, when you acknowledge him, he will direct you as to what to do because he knows everything long before we ever thought about what's going to happen. But he's trying to get his people. But the Bible's talking about in the last days, and I do believe time is winding up. He got a lot, maybe 1,000 years or whatever it is, however, I don't know because he's not telling anybody. But the thing of it is, it's going toward that because a lot of his people has already fallen away. They've fallen away from the truth. This is why no victory in their life. This is why they can't really do anything. We got to get back to the truth. And that's where the persecution is going to come. That's where they're going to call you stupid and everything else because you choose to believe all of the Bible, not some of it. You believe that God can do anything he wants to do. He can take you to hell and back if he wants to, or he can take you wherever it is if he wants to. How? Because I remember seeing in the rain one time, just before I found about transporting the spirit, okay? But I had this dream, and I was in one place here in North Carolina in the dream, and the next minute I was in China. And it was later that I read about guys being in a particular city, and God got a work for them to do in Africa. They in the pulpit, but the next minute, the body's there, but their spirit's not there. And then when God get through you, they come back, and they come back with whatever kind of mud or whatever on their feet. We don't know the God that we serve. We don't even trust him. We don't even really trust him. See, we don't do what the Bible says, but I want God to bless me. But if I don't do what the Word of God say, he's not going to bless me that way. And yes, he'll do like he say, the justice was unjust. But I'm talking about walking the fullness. Because because I'm deviating from the word. I'm living in an apostate life, and that means that they know the truth, but they deviate from, they're cutting corners. Because the saved face, or the saved this, or God can't do this, or I can't do this, I can't do the other. And, you know, because man saying this, and man saying, do man dictate your life? Or do God dictate your life? And even if God tells you to do something, he tells you to do it, he got another purpose to do, for you doing it. Not because of what man said. Not because of what man said. But anyway, since my time is up, but I hope, pray that those scriptures will bring back to you, man, have you meditating on them and have you bring them up to a place in Christ. Because it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. They're going to have a lot of Christians going against God's word, doing things just to please people in the world. And thinking that's saving their life. Because the Bible says this, you try to save your life, you're going to lose it anyway. Because if you're not doing what the Bible says do, you're going to lose it anyway. Scriptures say that. That's why we got to know the truth. That's why people got to speak the truth to us, you know, and be real and be honest. They got to know revelation they self. They got to really walk in they self and trust God. And that's why I said with me, I've learned to seek him about everything. If he said to do it, do it. If he said don't do it, then I don't intend to do it. Better than sacrifice. To obey God. Yes, if it means you're looking stupid or whatever it is, because only God can protect us from anything, not man. So be encouraged. You know, I'm going to thank God for tonight and what he has done. Like I said, we just pray the blessing. I speak the blessing over you. You know, what's going to happen. And whatever you got on the altar for God's purpose and God's plan for your life, I stand in the women with you. I speak with you. And I'm here to tell you in doing that, and God has began to say he's going to answer the prayer like lightning. And you have faith and believe that God's going to do it. God will do that. Because the Bible said, if any two persons agree on anything, it shall be done. So a person has to agree in the spirit, not in the head, you know, that God's going to do that. But be encouraged. God loves y'all, and so do I. And I say thank you again. And thank you, and thank you, and thank you for what God is doing. But be encouraged. And we're going to go ahead and say good night. You all until another time. All right, good night.